Now on Radio 3, it's time for this week's World on 3, presented by Catherine Tickell.
Thank you. And yes, World on 3 is focusing in on one part of the world tonight. In fact, on one band. But what a band. With a career spanning almost 50 years so far. Orchestra Baobab started off life getting the in-crowd dancing till dawn at Dakar's most exclusive night spot, the Baobab Club, back in the 1970s. And since then, their groundbreaking fusion of Latin influences and various local Senegalese traditions, mixed in with a little of the global popular sound of the time, has made them one of the cult veteran bands of West Africa. They've been on the road recently, and a few weeks ago they took the Roundhouse in London by storm, and I can say that with great authority because I was there. In fact, we recorded the whole concert, and you're going to hear it tonight, along with a few archive Orchestra Baobab tracks just to set the scene. Starting off with Kumba from their album Pirate's Choice, many people's introduction to Orchestra Baobab. Now, at the London concert, I bumped into my friend Lucy Duran, who told me so many great stories about the band and their music that we've invited her back into the studio tonight to share some of that knowledge with you. Lucy, we'll be speaking more later, but this track, Kumba, can you just give us a little nugget of information to lead us into it?
Kumba was the name of the wife of the band leader of Baobab at the time, Rudy Gomis, and this song is about the fact that she divorced him and he was absolutely devastated. But on the day that he went to court to negotiate the divorce, this song came into his head and it goes, "You know, the sky is still blue and life goes on."
Now, in the studio, we've got Lucy Duran. And Lucy, you've been listening to this band for several decades now.
Several decades, yes. Well, since the late 1970s, which is when I first went to West Africa to study the Kora. And I spent a lot of time in a couple of small villages in Gambia and Senegal. And at the time, in the late 1970s, Orchestra Baobab was just, they were the most successful band. Their songs were all big hits. Kumba, that we've just listened to, was played over and over again on the radio, and everybody sang along to it. So Orchestra Baobab is a very eclectic band. They have band members from around the country, especially from the south of Senegal, so from the region called Casamance, which is ethnically a very diverse region with many different ethnicities. And Baobab's music reflected that, but what blended everything together was this kind of Afro-Cuban sound, which was very, very popular at the time, not just in Senegal, but throughout West Africa, really. And, you know, their music had this kind of sense of modernity, but it also drew very much on local traditions. So when I was in villages learning to play the kora, the young people in the villages loved Baobab because there was something very kind of urban about the Cuban sound, but there was also, they could hear their own music. They could hear the sounds of the kora, the songs that they were hearing all the time anyway, but with this kind of Cuban flavour to it.
And, well, that's something that's always intrigued me, really, is why was the Cuban music so all-pervading at that time?
Well, Catherine, if you think about it, Cuban music remains one of the great styles of dance music around the world that continues to be enormously popular and hugely influential. I mean, it's pervaded jazz, it's had a huge influence on rock and roll and the blues and popular music. It's everywhere, really. And when it arrived in Africa via records after the Second World War, mainly, I think a lot of Africans felt that it was their music. You know, it was like the long-lost cousin or the prodigal son returning home. So there was so much of Cuban music that was already African. And that's why Cuban music was seen as a way of modernizing.
And we can hear very clearly in the track that we've just heard and in lots of the songs that they did at the concert, you can really hear that influence coming in. But there's also, as you were saying, those very specific other references to the different and lesser known traditions and the different languages that they're using. They're singing in so many different languages.
Yes, that's a very good point, because this is an area of huge linguistic diversity. And that isn't reflected so much anymore in Senegalese music. So this period that where Baobab were the most successful band in the 1970s, you know, this was a period where people were celebrating the cultural diversity of Senegal. And, you know, in the villages where I was staying, the main language was Mandinka. But we were quite close to Guinea-Bissau, where they speak Kriolu, and some of the songs that they sing are in Kriolu, and a lot of them are in Mandinka, because the lead singer, Bala Sidibe, who was there at the Roundhouse,
yes,
and plays the timbales, that's his language. He sings in Mandinka, and he sings the songs that he grew up listening to in the Casamance in southern Senegal.
Now, you've brought along a recording that you did with World Roots years ago. Tell us about that, because it's really exciting.
One of the big hits of Baobab was a song called On Verra Ça. We'll see about that. That was in the late 1970s. I think it was 1978. It was released as a single, and it was just played over and over. And that song was actually based on a Kora tune, which was also called On Verra Ça. And it was the sort of the more popular end of Kora music from the 60s and 70s. So one of the things that I wanted to do when I went with World Roots in 2001, when Orchestra Baobab reformed, one of the things I wanted to do was to see if I could get the singer, Bala Sidibe, to find a Kora player and actually sing that song, On Verra Ça, the way he would have heard it originally when he was growing up. And that's exactly what happened. He found a wonderful kora player called Lamine Conte, and together with a big thumb piano player, they did this roots version of On Verra Ça.
Long.
Ombera-sa, sung by Bala Sidibe, the lead singer of Orchestra Baobab, accompanied by Lamine Conte. And that's a really unique recording from the World Roots team for Radio 3, which was recorded in Dakar. And you will hear that very song in probably about an hour and a half's time, sung live at the Roundhouse just a few weeks ago from the concert that Orchestra Baobab performed there, which was utterly fantastic. Now, I've got Lucy Durand, who was also at the concert with me, here in the studio. And Lucy, what can you tell us about the next track? It's another Orchestra Baobab classic, really, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's called Mohamedou Bamba, and it's in tribute to the founder of the Mourid Sufi Brotherhood of Senegal, which is, it's a specifically Senegalese Sufi branch of Islam. They have a very strong work ethic. They run the music industry, basically, the Mourids. And there are many, many singers are members of the Mourid Brotherhood. I mean, probably the most famous one is Youssou N'Dour, but others as well. So in 1981, I think thereabouts, Orchestra Baobab invited a fantastic singer called Chon Sek to sing a song with them that would pay tribute to the founder of the Mourid Brotherhood, who was called Cheikh Amadou Bamba. That's why the song is called Mohamedou Bamba. It mixes, again, it mixes wonderfully this kind of Afro-Cuban sound with the local tradition of the Wolof griots. The Wolof are the majority ethnicity in the north of the country, and the griots are the hereditary professional musicians. There are several in Orchestra Baobab. Chon Sek has an extraordinary voice. He's probably Youssou N'Dour's closest rival, just in terms of voice. So, and we really hear that on this wonderful song, Mohamedou Bamba, from the early 1980s. Shortly after that, Orchestra Baobab disbanded. So this is kind of their, almost like their swan song.
Mohamedou Bamba by Orchestra Baobab, featuring guest singer Chon Sek. Now, Lucy Durand, you said that that song was almost a farewell for the band back in the early 80s, but it's far from a farewell now. They're back, stronger than ever, going on what we were listening to the other night, and we're about to hear the recordings of that concert. The six songs in this first section, in four local languages, you tell me. Is there anything in particular that we should be listening out for in these songs?
The fact that they sing in four languages in the first bit of the Roundhouse concert that we're about to hear reflects the reality of life in southern Senegal, where, you know, everybody is bilingual or trilingual, or some of them speak five languages fluently. So they're singing in these songs because each one of the languages has its own musical style. So that's what we'll hear. You can hear the shift of rhythms, and even though they all have that kind of Afro-Cuban flavor, each song that we're going to hear has its own different rhythm. And for instance, the third track that we're going to hear is called Fayin Kunko, and this one is sung in Mandinka by Bala Sidibe, and it's also like Enverasa, it's based on a Kora song, from when he was growing up, a song that he was listening to a lot. And I'm proud to say that I gave the band a field recording of Fahin Kunkel so that he could refresh, so that Bala Sidibe could refresh his memory of that song. So, you know, they're always kind of going back to their roots. But what I find wonderful about them is that they maintain that kind of that old sound, which was just such a wonderful, and is such a wonderful timeless sound, that blending of Latino and Afro-Cuban.
Of course, their connection with the audience was the thing that really came across to me. There's something that's so warm about them, and they just communicate so wonderfully. Let's hear the music.
Yeah. Thank you. Merci. Thank you.
Di palmanya si baina brasa pangati ngati yenda nanti dia keuskansa pakis ka kusa de casa io ke figlio se garanti inanyar mas miglior se te bañar gañar miglior ami kita bai
singa bai nada tata bom ami kita bai
Si di casa de palmanya sil, baina brasa bangati-ngati, yenda nanti de peus cansa, papis ka kusa de casa, io ke fiju se garanti, indanyar mas melhor, se trai banyar ganar melhor, ami kita bai,
ami kita bai, si ka bai nada tata bom, ami kita bai, si ka bai nada tata bom.
Thank you.
Fine control.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. London.
Thank you. Ça va? Ok, c'est bien. Merci.
Thank you.
Encore? Merci.
Merci.
Would I get the food to my
de Tony. Tony Nakani Mani de Natoma. Malasuro. Gimbrini Kadinema. Maurisoma. When I'm really Kadinema. Ali and the Anila Kanote Akademo. Here in Nanamo. Ulaja Nakademande. Ava Nanje. Gimbrini Kadimanane. C'est fini. Merci. Thank you. Chippy. Thank you.
Orchestra Baobab with Harit Harito. You're listening to World on Three with me, Catherine Tickell, here on Radio 3, bringing you Orchestra Baobab, recorded at their concert at the Roundhouse a few weeks ago. And full details of all the tracks on this programme are on the Radio 3 website. Now, I've got Lucy Duran here in the studio, who's an expert on all things world music, but in particular the music of Orchestra Baobab, and she's been regaling us with lots of stories about them. Now, Orchestra Baobab do have a new album out at the moment, as I said earlier on. They're promoting it at the moment. Did you recognise any of those songs that we just heard? Are they on the new album?
Yes, we heard three tracks that are on the new album, and we will continue to hear throughout this programme. We'll be hearing some of the tracks from that new album, but also some of their great classics. And it's always the great classics that people want to hear. But what's wonderful about the new album and their new material is that it's very much in that same kind of mould. You know, they're not going anywhere radically different. And yet there are some changes in the lineup.
There are, and the album is this tribute to Njuga Zheng, and his son is on stage with them at the Roundhouse.
Njuga Zheng was the Wolof griot singer in the band, and he had a very distinctive voice. Sadly, he passed away
at the end
of 2016, yeah. But luckily his son, Alpha Zheng, has a marvellous voice. He's also got that very kind of powerful, florid Wolof griot style. And so he sang, and we'll hear him singing later on.
They're about to perform at least one of the songs from Pirate's Choice, which was just such an eye-opener for so many people. For me, certainly, the first track that I ever heard of Orchestra Baobab was Utrus Horus, which is the opening track on Pirate's Choice. And I didn't hear it on the album. I heard it on a compilation tape back in the days when people used to make compilation cassettes for each other, and it was a real labour of love to do one of those. And somebody gave me a compilation cassette with Utrus Horus on, and I had never heard anything like it.
Well, why? What was so distinctive for
you? Well, it was at a time when I was only just starting to hear about this world music. Of course, it never occurred to me that I might actually play world music up in Northumberland, but the whole new genre of world music was becoming popular, and it, until then it hadn't really spoken to me, and this track spoke to me. There was something.
It's a very haunting melody, isn't it, Utrus Horus?
Yes, but it's not just the melody, it's the whole atmosphere, and although I couldn't understand anything of the lyrics, I felt that he was speaking to me. And I felt that I knew what he was saying.
But you know, the song has a very sad story, because it actually predicted the civil war in southern Senegal, which began in the 1990s. This song was composed in the early 1980s, so nothing had happened yet. But it has a very sort of dark side to it. And Rudy Gomis, who was the band leader of Orchestra Baobab and the composer of this song, comes originally from Guinea-Bissau, which is the next country down. And that whole region was going through a period of wanting to secede from Senegal and create a new state. And so that's how the Civil War began. And Rudy Gomez lost a lot of his family in that war. And so when he told me the story of this song, he wept because he remembered an uncle who had been killed and, you know, villages that had been razed to the ground. So it has that kind of darkness to it. And it's sung in Criollo, which is a blend of Portuguese and local languages. And it also has a sort of slight element of the kind of the fado sound, you know, very kind of bluesy, minor key sound, that's that haunting sequence of chords.
There's something that's lost, and the atmosphere was always that kind of end of the night. And it made me think of countless nights of playing music with the older generations in Northumberland, and that thing of passing things on, and I don't know, it just feels very prophetic, which, as you've said, it is.
Thank you. sabe ko si forza de ba tax ñu nan tay de ba tax ñu nan tay colore gi naw lay fete isa Yellow, that's what I love.
On dit quoi?
L'automne, est-ce que ça va? Thank you. Merci.
C'est pas fini, hein?
Wonderful orchestra Baobab with three songs from their concert at the Roundhouse in London, starting off with my absolute favourite, Utrus Horus, from their album Pirate's Choice. Lucy Duran, part of the charm, I think, in amongst all the wonderful classic tracks and the new ones, was just the way they were interacting with each other, and it just felt so natural and easy and fun, and watching the saxophone player just wandering off and almost without fail knocking over something with the lead to his sax, whether it was the sax stand or getting tangled in the microphone or
and
something.
And it didn't matter in the slightest.
It didn't matter. It was fantastic.
Well, don't forget, you know, this band has been together since 1971. So that's, what, 47 years? And that's a long time. And although the original lineup is, you know, well, Njuga Jeng has died, and Rudy Gomis unfortunately was not well enough to attend the concert tour, which was a great shame. We missed him, but he was replaced by a wonderful singer called Mamadou Basirou Sarr. He's the one that we hear on Utrus Horus, your favorite tune. So you've got this combination of the old veterans, some of them in their mid-70s, Charlie Njai, the bass player who's been with the band forever and is, you know, almost blind, but there he was, tall and dignified.
Absolutely.
On stage. You know, so it's, these are their old, old friends. And
it was like family, wasn't it?
It was like family.
Family, and watching the new ones come through with support and a little bit of the watchful eye of the father figure. I saw a bit of that going on as well.
I think one feels with Orchestra Baobab that they're developed something of the same kind of cult as Buena Vista Social Club. And I feel that they will have lots of adios tours, just as Buena Vista's had, you know. Oh, they've come back again. They haven't gone yet. Because there's something very adorable about Orchestra Baobab.
Well, the audience was just lapping it up. Now, we've got Onversa, which was the song that we played the old recording of earlier at the beginning of the show. That's coming up in this next section. So what can you tell us about the way they're doing it on stage?
Well, you know, Onversa, we heard the original kind of roots recording of that with the Kora and Balasidibe singing it. And it sounds really quite different when it's set to the orchestra, because then you've got the saxophone and you've got a lot, it's you know, quite heavily arranged. It's still absolutely wonderful. So, but it, I think it really shows the process of, you know, by which they draw on the tradition and then modernize and change and adapt it. And so that we'll be hearing Onversa in its orchestral version by them. But we also, with the first thing that we're going to hear in the next bit of the Roundhouse gig, is Bulmamin. Now, that was a song that the late Njuga Jeng specialized in. And what's really touching is that his son, Alpha Jeng, now sings it. And he was there on stage, and he sang it really beautifully. He's got a very fine voice. He's definitely got his dad's talent. So, and he's a griot. There's this sense that you pass things down from one generation to the next. It stays in the family. That's Orchestra Baobab for you.
I will say. Merci.
Thank you.
Merci. Merci beaucoup.
Maestro El Grande.
they will see the after the show on the Torquil's Bar on level 1. Thank you very much.
Senegal.
What a fantastic atmosphere here at the Roundhouse. That was Orchestra Baobab, now in their fifth decade as a band, and despite a 16-year hiatus, the flame never died. Or as one-time guitarist Bartolome Artiso puts it, the baobab is a strong tree, and even if you cut it down, it will keep on growing. So when you speak of Orchestra Baobab, you know that we're not the kind of band to disappear quietly. And as you probably heard from the audience reaction tonight, quiet they are not. Fantastic evening. Hope you enjoyed listening. It's been great here. Thanks to Lucy Duran as well for being with us. And it's good night from us at the Roundhouse in London.